Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, They Are Like Angels.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife, but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. The Gospel of the Lord. Perhaps you've seen a viral video from about this time last year during the height of the school mask wars. One county health department had just issued a mandate for its staff and students, and not everyone was on board. So there was a confrontation outside the doors of a high school. On one side, unmasked parents wanting their kids to go in. On the other side, masked school officials and a police officer saying the kids need masks to enter. And in the middle, dozens of kids looking understandably confused about what they should do. Eventually, someone said, they can't touch you, and the kids walked in. I'm a mom, and I'm still haunted by this video, especially if I roll it back a couple thousand years and imagine the Sadducees asking Jesus about children instead of wives. So, who has authority over these kids? Who's right here? I'll tell you. Okay, no, I won't. And not just because choosing one side or the other will make some people mad, but because who has the authority isn't the question. And who's right depends on the question, and it depends on who's asking. From a discipleship standpoint, this particular video shows a serious flaw in our humanity, which is to pursue only our own agenda without seeking more than our current understanding. That's what the Sadducees are doing. Even though they're posing a hypothetical question, Jesus' answer upends the whole setup. Referring to all those seven brothers and that one woman, he says, the dead are like angels. This is so important. Angels are messengers, those who come from God with a word that we otherwise cannot or will not hear. Everyone, I've built a life around words as a preacher and a teacher and a writer, but lately my reflection has turned from what to say to what to hear. From thinking about the voice, my voice, to thinking about the unvoiced. The Sadducees' question makes a lot of assumptions, one of which is that, well, I guess we don't need to really consider the woman in this equation. But I want to peer into this story and ask her, so what do you think about all of this? What is your message for me, for us? Jesus' words here confront us with the gospel challenge to think bigger and wider and deeper, to hear the unvoiced and the voiceless. And they're everywhere. They want to speak to us as a woman passed around like an heirloom plate from man to man so that a dead man can have children. They call to us as people tricked onto planes and buses and dropped off in a far from home distance. They're high school kids centered in hurricane words of warring authority figures. And especially during November, when we particularly remember our dead, they are those who've gone before us and whose lives have so much to teach us if only we are willing to listen and learn. When we think bigger and wider and deeper, challenged by Jesus Christ, we will know which questions are worth asking, so we can find our way together to answers. Everyone, someone today has a message for you. Will you listen?